Now, from May 20th, new short-term let regulations are due to come into force, requiring hosts to register with Fáilte Ireland for rentals up to 21 nights, renew their registration annually and ensure they comply with planning permission rules. The goal is to bring more properties back to the long-term rental market by regulating short-term letting, especially in high-demand areas. Local authorities will enforce these rules through the planning system, and county councils are advising property owners to engage with the planning authorities ahead of the tourist season to establish what planning consent requirements they may have. This is obviously has led to a lot of concern. We've covered this programme, this continuing story, as the legislation is still being worked on. The planning regulations are still being reviewed in relation to this as well. But with me on our comment line is Thomas O'Reilly from Kilgarvan, who has major concerns about the short-term letting and tourism bill 2025. Thomas, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us on the programme. Look, tell me what your concerns are. No, this seems to be coming down to it now, and after several abortive attempts, it looks like it's going to come in some shape or form.
Good morning, Jerry, and thanks for having me on board. Well, yes, indeed. The government now are looking from the 20th of May, effectively, to regulate short-term rentals like Airbnb and Booking.com out of existence, because that's what this effectively represents. For a host who's involved in the short-term rental sector, they are going to be faced with a litany of new regulations and extremely high costs that will make the whole thing financially unfeasible. It's another example of the attack on rural Ireland that we are facing from this government on a nearly daily basis. Like, I've been listening to some of your other listeners and commentators there on it. Like, we've had many things about this, but the short-term rental and short-term tourist lets are not the cause of the housing crisis in Ireland, but it's another scapegoat that the government have kind of lined up and they've trotted out. You know, we'll crush this industry now and we'll make it look like we're doing something about it. Because that's
That's not what they say they're doing. You said they're looking to regulate them out of existence. What they're saying is they want to regulate it, first of all, to find out how many we have. Secondly, to find out where they're located, to underline the pressures that are in each individual area. And thirdly, what they're trying to do, and this is, by the way, as well, it's coming from the European Union. This has to be done. But what they're trying to do is what they're hoping, at least, is that by the regulation and by the planning in particular, they will encourage or push, if you want to call it that way, more people or some of the properties out of the short-term market into desperately needed rental homes for the long-term market. Now, whether that'll happen or not, I don't know, but that's their aim. That's what they're saying their aim is. You're saying, that's all wrong.
Well, like, the aim is noble, and we can understand there is a huge housing crisis in the country. But they're going the entire wrong way about it. From, I think it's the 1st of March, if you're a landlord with who you want to rent a house, you'll have to give a tenant a six-year tenancy agreement.
If you're a new landlord or a new you're entering for a new tenancy, it'll be a six-year rolling tenancy, regardless whether you sell it or not. At that time, it'll be 6 years. Yeah,
yeah. So we'll just say, for argument's sake, that a whole host of people who are currently involved in the short-term tourist market, like Airbnb, etc., from the 20th of May, if they're going to be delisted from these websites by lack of compliance, they will then examine, you know, maybe I'll rent my house back into the long-term sector. Oh, but I have to rent it now for 6 years. Like, can I ask the question?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Are the government gone mad? The whole crux of the house, we don't have a housing crisis, let's be honest about it. We have an immigration crisis, which is an entirely different matter. But the hard, cold facts of the matter is that the population is growing at an enormous rate, and we don't have the housing stock to meet the growing population. So,
we didn't have the housing stock either to deal with the population before we saw the rapid growth in the last couple of years. And the majority of that is legal migration for people coming here to work, which we need to keep the economy going. So there's a couple of things going on there. We've had a housing crisis for the last 15 years, really. Ever since the crash, we've had a housing crisis. That's the reality. Well, when people were leaving Ireland, 50,000 a year were going. Yeah, but we still didn't have enough houses.
Up until about approximately about 2015 to 2018, rents were stable, they were low, and you could move around the country and you could get a house if you wanted to. But like that, what we're talking about here now is the rental housing crisis. My main concern is the short-term rental regulations. So like from my interpretation,
are you against regulation? Are you against the idea of, let's say, just separate out the planning? Because I know a number of different advocacy groups have been talking about this, right? And they've been saying, yeah, right, fine, regulate, count how many, see which areas there are, and improve things from that point. Would you support that aside from the planning permission? Fáilte Ireland have a register of who's doing what in terms of the tourism offering of Airbnb or Bookings.com or whatever you're having yourself.
I would have no problem with Fáilte Ireland being on board with it. But this idea that you should have to have planning permission for change of use to a commercial property is insanity because of the type of costs it will put onto, we'll say, short-term rental hosts. Like, if you change your property from residential over to commercial, you'll be faced with commercial rates, which will vary. I can't say how much it will be, but it will be very expensive.
I didn't understand that was in there. Are you saying that short-term renters will be charged rate? I don't think that's in the offing, is it?
Breakfast
pay rates.
Bed and breakfast is a separate entity to short-term rentals. But yeah, if you, going by what has been published online, and there's an online seminar this Wednesday for Airbnb are hosting it themselves. Over 2,000 hosts around the country have registered already to go on it at 6:30. Anybody who's on the Airbnb platform would have gotten an email about it. But what is being proposed would be, from the 20th of May, the various platforms like Booking.com and Airbnb will be requiring the host property to register with Bord Fáilte and get a unique identifier number. And to get this unique identifier number, you must have the necessary planning permission to have your residential property rezoned into a commercial entity, which will bring a whole host of responsibilities like commercial rates, commercial water.
Yeah, I don't think that's commercial though, insurance. We'll check it out. I don't think the government have said at any stage they're going to charge short-term renters rates.
Well, I really hope they don't, and we'd like clarification about this from some of the government people that have thought, because the way this is being proposed is ludicrous.
We're still awaiting those, and this is another problem with it. We're still awaiting the exact details of the planning around this, how the planning would be applied in relation. That's another problem that we still don't know. The government are saying they'll publish, but they haven't published. Listen, very finally, on a separate issue, and I take your point on it, we'll obviously be covering this very closely and watching where it goes.
Yep.
You're in Ukraine at the moment, is that right?
That's correct, yes. Okay. And I'll be back in a few days to Ireland.
What are conditions like out there at the moment?
Conditions here, Jerry, would make you thankful to be back home in Ireland, where electricity is rationed. I'm operating off battery at the moment on my phone through 3G. The temperature is minus 10. There's nightly shellings and drone attacks across the country. I'm in a safer part of it at the moment. But the war is very real, it's very live, it's ongoing. There's around 1,000 Ukrainian soldiers per day dying and an equal number of Russian soldiers. You're looking at about 2,000 to 2,500 deaths a day. The humanitarian scale of what's unfolding is devastating. It's the harshest winter that the region have seen since around 2010. In further east, near the front line, conditions are down around minus 20, minus 25. And I would expect another influx from the region coming back to Ireland in the near future, especially if there's no let up in weather conditions, because for poor people to live without the basic utility of electricity is very, very difficult.
Horrific. It is indeed. What he's doing when he's shelling power stations. Listen, Thomas, stay safe. Thanks for giving us your view on the programme this morning.
Definitely. Jory, thank you very much for having me on board. Okay, and have a good morning. Take care.
Thomas O'Reilly there from Kilgarvan. He's concerned about short-term lending tourism bill, which he believes is ill-conceived. If you have a view on what he had to say, get in touch with us.